The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. Robin's not here this morning. I mean, she's here in the house, but she's not on the air with us. She's dealing with an allergic reaction to some medication, so new medication. So she's trying to catch up on some sleep. They prescribed steroids to deal with the reaction, and steroids are never good for Robin. She doesn't react very well to them, so she's trying to catch up on her sleep a little bit. So, you know, hopefully she'll be back forming. Fit and fiddle next week. We'll see what happens next week. We're going to have a drawing for the fishing tackle for the month of August, and then we will begin the drawing for the brand new CVA muzzleloader, giving away a Wolf the first month of September, giving away an Optima in October, giving away an Acura in December. These do not come with optics, but they do come with the scope rings or the scope rings or the Picatinny rail to mount a scope on them. So you can, if you do win, you're going to have to supply your own optics or, you know, it's what we figured was September, since we have the muzzleloader September. If we give it away the end of September, you'll be able to get it ready for the early muzzleloader season. If we give it away in October, and November, it'll be available plenty of time to give for Christmas present if you like, or, you know, get ready for the late muzzleloader season or even the firearm season if you prefer to use it then. I was talking to CVA this week. They have a new muzzleloader that they've been promising, been working on for the past 3 years called the Crossfire. The Crossfire fires one of these federal fire stick loading mechanisms. The fire stick works like this. It's a cartridge that looks like a shotgun shell filled with powder. It's actually filled with 8, which is the next step up from 777, and has a shotgun primer, a 209 primer in the back of it. That is your charge and your ignition source. You still put the ball down the barrel. You still load from the muzzle your preferred projectile, whether that's a Sabot, a round ball, a maxi ball, maxi hunter, whatever it might be, whatever you prefer to use. And then you insert this cartridge. It's a break action gun, just like all the other CVAs. You install this cartridge, and that's your powder source and your ignition source. So bullet down the barrel, no powder down the barrel, okay, just this cartridge. And there's another manufacturer that began using this, a company called Traditions. But here's the thing, though. Because of the way this loads, it is not a quote-unquote true muzzle loader, which, you know, requires you to put the powder and the bullet down the barrel from the muzzle, okay? This is a breech loader, in effect, and it will, you know, it fires black powder and black powder bullets, legal during muzzleloader season. But it does require a 4473, which is the form that you have to fill out when you buy a center fire rifle or a pistol or a shotgun. So it does require 4473. So we'll see how that goes. I've talked to CVA. I'm trying to. I'd like to get one actually, and test it for you folks before. Before the season, so we'll see what happens once they get back to me. powder has been a dilemma. You can, you know, you can buy all the Pyrodex you want. That's plentiful out there. You can buy 777 pellets, 777 loose. I've seen that. The 209, the Blackhorn 209, is very, very limited supply. You see, Hodgdon bought the Blackhorn 209 company, and they kind of put it on the shelf. There's very, very limited runs, very, very limited production of it. You know, you can shop it online. Some dealers occasionally will have some, and I found some the other day. It is expensive for a pound of powder, I will tell you that. I paid almost $90 for a pound of powder. But when you've got a muzzleloader that eats that and loves it, you know, you've got to stick with the powder. I mean, I can go out and experiment with all other kinds of different powders if I had the time to do that, but I know what works for me, and I know what I like to load in certain muzzleloaders. So it is what it is. When you shoot and you burn up powder and you got to replace it, you got to replace it. So this will probably last me, this pound will probably last me another 5 years or so. So it's not a horrible investment. It's just more expensive than the powder has been in the last few years. And I'm trying to remember if Hodgdon had a fire on their premises or something like that. Hodgdon supplies all kinds of powder, rifle powder, pistol powder, all the reloading powders and things like that. And I don't know how their production was affected by the issue that they had. Anyway, that's that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Do we have Mike on the line? Next week. Okay. All right. Sorry, Mike. I had to take that break. We appreciate you calling in, though. So, giving away fish and tackle. How do you get in on the drawing next week? Simply call. Leave your name and number with Aaron. First name, last name. Spell it correctly. Correct phone number, and should you win, we will call you. We don't do anything with your information. We don't call you and harass you and harangue you, anything like that, only if you win. And so there you go. Did I actually say anything in that little first few minutes? I don't think I said much. Fishing continues to be good on the Chesapeake Bay. Still Spanish mackerel out there. Still bluefish. Small bluefish coming back. Lower Bay is red drum. For the Spanish mackerel, you want to do a little trolling, a little faster than you would troll for striped bass. You want to do a little trolling for the Spanish mackerel. Little small Clark spoons are the preferred bait. Little nun-guessers, little big nun-guessers, I guess, small drones, small crippled alewives, little flashy spoons are probably your best bait for the Spanish mackerel. Think downsize for rockfish by about, 20, troll a bait about 25% as large as you would troll a big drone spoon or a big crippled alewife or, one of those Tony Acetas or something like that. Just downsize to a smaller spoon, and hopefully you'll hook up with some mackerel, maybe even a bluefish when you're trolling like that. Bluefish are smallish, but they're fun when you catch them, and they're perfect size for grilling, that's for sure. I love bluefish on the grill, believe it or not. The flesh is very good. The only thing people don't like about bluefish is they say it's oily or greasy or something like that. Very simple. And I'll say it again. I'll say it all every time when I talk about eating fish and cleaning fish. Cut out the lateral line. Cut that bloodline out. That's where the fat is. That's where the fishy taste is. The flavor is not there. That's fat, oil, just... It doesn't, to me, enhance the fish, and I'll do it with salmon. If I get a piece of salmon at a restaurant or something like that, first thing I do is flip that thing over and take all that gray flesh out, all that oily meat, and then discard that, and then I'm able to enjoy the meal. Same way with the bluefish. But if you take the bluefish, a lot of people like smoked bluefish. I love smoked bluefish. You know, you could do it on your grill smoker if you want. You know, preferably your Big Green Egg or your Kamado Joe or something like that from Backyard Billy's. You can smoke that bluefish, and it will be very, very tasty and delicious. But I like it grilled, and I really do. The rockfish, I can eat it. It's okay. I like the smaller fillets. I like them. I like rockfish slathered with Dijonnaise, a combination of mayonnaise and Dijon mustard. You can buy Dijonnaise, but you can make your own very simply. You just slather the fillets with that, put it on a rack, put it in your oven, broil it for a little bit. And, you know, please don't overcook your fish. I mean, if you get your fish out and it's dry, that takes away the flavor. Robin taught me that. Robin taught me never overcook your fish, you know. So I don't anymore, you know. I just cook it to where it's not translucent anymore, just on the edge there, and it's delicious, and the full flavor comes out. It's any kind of fish. Bluefish. Going back to that on the grill is delicious. I kind of like to wrap that in foil and add some lemon and some butter to that, or just do it on the grill, and then you can eat it like that, or you can make a bluefish salad like a salmon or tuna salad, so to speak. Very good, very good. All right, enough of that. Let's see who's on the line here. That would be Shane in Farmville, Virginia. Good morning, Shane. How are things in Farmville, Virginia?
Oh, they are slow, which is a good thing.
Right.
So, yes. Last time I was down there, I was looking for your magazine in the Annapolis area. That's where I'm staying, Annapolis near Edgewater.
Yeah, well, there's a shop. I didn't
find it. There's a local shop near the Bay Bridge.
No, you need to stay in Edgewater. There's Bay Country Crabbing Supply, Bay Country Guns right there next to the Auto Zone, kind of catty-cornered from the Wawa right there at on.
I got you, yeah. I passed that one. Okay.
Stop there, man. Got to stop there.
Okay.
They got them all. They got big-ass fish, they've got Maryland Loves Crabs, and they've got the Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
All right.
Yep.
When I was down there last time, they were the South River was having some issues.
Okay.
I guess
kind
with the I don't know, waste or whatever kind of pollutants were in there.
Uh-huh.
Were they asking you not to eat what you catch?
You know, I don't know. That's maybe our listeners are more well informed on that South River situation than I am.
So just for the sake of the conversation, when they do shut them down for, I guess, asking humans not to, get in there for fear of, do they also suggest you don't consume?
I would just take that as a granted, as a, you know.
Uh-huh.
If you got pollutions, why would you eat that stuff anyway? You know?
Well, we do. I don't know. Some people I pass in areas and they're fishing there, and I'm like, oh my goodness, that doesn't seem like a good place to.
I certainly understand that. I do understand that. But, you know, if you go onto the Maryland Department of the Environment website, you can see the fish warnings and crab warnings for consumption of anything from catfish to striped bass to blue crabs. And, you know, you can see what they recommend, meals per week, meals per month, that type of thing. Pregnant women and children shouldn't eat so much, that type of thing. And, you know, it all has to do with what your subject is. Primarily has to do with other types of pollution, though, rather than some type of spill or something like that. We had a caller on not long ago that worked for the Department of Public Works that was telling me about how the spills are contained. He worked in wastewater for 30 years or something like that, and, you know, was telling me about how the water's filtered and how the spills affect the waterways and things like that. It was a very interesting conversation. Can't remember a lot of it right now, but if you hear of any pollution wherever it might be or fish kills, don't eat the fish. It's pretty simple.
Yes.
So,
I guess that's true.
You know, as I don't know if you remember, if you know who Lefty Krehe was, K-R-E-H. Lefty was a world-famous, world-renowned fly fisherman here from Cockeysville, Maryland, and a writer of several great books on fly fishing, you know, appeared on the old American Sportsman with Jimmy Dean back in the day, passed away recently, and Lefty was quite a jokester, and I knew him for 25 years, but anyway, Lefty is quoted or credited with using the quote or saying the quote, "Common sense ain't so common." So, you know, that use common sense when it comes to eating something that you shouldn't. You know, if you take chicken salad, you take the chicken salad out of your refrigerator and you open it and it goes and it knocks you over, don't eat it. You know what
that
I mean? Just
fair.
Put the lid back on and toss it. Hmm?
Yes. You know, you had mentioned one of the older fishermen, the fly fishermen. And my dad had met Bill Burton.
Yeah.
I guess. And he had told me that the pipe that he would carry around was just a prop.
No, I've seen Bill smoke it.
Oh, you see him smoke it?
Okay. Bill and I were partners on the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide for 14 years.
Okay,
and I got to know Bill pretty well. Extremely prolific and detailed writer, no question about it. In the earlier issues, he would listen to what he would do. He would take every public area that had deer hunting on it, okay? He would take the Department of Natural Resources statistics, write it up, and tell you how many deer were taken on that public property, what the average antler diameter was, and the average age of those deer. And this went on for years. He kept accurate records back to the 30s of how many deer were taken in Maryland. And we would publish that graph every year in the Deer Hunting Guide for the first maybe 6, 7, 8 years. We would put that in, along with all the hunting on the public lands. And he was that detail-oriented. I mean, he was well-traveled. He was a great deer hunter. You know, he liked to talk, he liked to recommend people that weren't advertisers, which we went round and round about all the time. You know, it's like, wait a minute, Bill, this guy paid for his hunting guide service and you're going with this guy. We can't put him in the article. Why not? That's what I hunted. Well, Bill, you know, you got to understand this guy's paying for an ad. This guy's not. So, but, those were kind of conversations that we had, but you know, very detail-oriented guy. I've seen him smoke that pipe. The main thing about Bill was his shoes. He wore the most worn-out shoes that you ever want to see in your life. They looked like they'd been through the war, and I've got a pair of Skechers on right now that look like they've been bombed. And it reminds me, where's that photo of Bill Burton's shoes that I took back in the day? I wish I could remember that.
Like he was homeless.
Yeah, kind of like he was homeless. Exactly right. Yep.
Goodness.
So, but great guy. So,
sounds like it. A quick question.
Yep.
I fish a lot, and a bass mostly. And would you equate a like just say a 5-pound bass equivalent to like maybe a 10-point buck?
How big of a bass?
Just say a 5-pounder.
No, I would not. No, I would equate a 5-pound bass to probably an 8-point.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd go 10-point or not. It depends.
So 10 points would be, I guess, more rare.
Well, not as I mean, you know, the bigger, more mature bucks are not as prevalent as the common 8 points, so to speak. You know, I've taken 2 10-points in my life, but I've taken a ton of 8s and a ton of 6s. You know what I mean?
Okay. So is it more, I guess, enjoyable for the shooter to take a rack that is more, I guess, odd looking? You know, maybe defective.
Non-typical.
Yes. let's call it that. Uh-huh.
It all depends. All depends on your taste.
Okay.
All depends on your taste. I mean, you know, a big mature 8-point is certainly, a big 8-point is certainly a very acceptable trophy, no question. You know, that's like the poster child is an 8-point buck, 10-point buck. Yeah, depending on the maturity in the rack. I mean, I have 10-point bucks that aren't as mature as a 6-point buck that I have up here on the wall. You know, and it's just in all the, you know, they say beauty is in the eye of the bow holder. So it all depends on what you like.
We're getting them. They're starting to cross the streets with some small racks on them now.
Right now, while you're talking to me?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't know if that's early or late or just normal.
Well, but not sure on that one where you are, but my friend, we have to move along. We have other callers lined up, and we have a commercial break that we've missed. So thank you, sir, for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. 410 WCBM 680. I've got to tell you folks about Clyde Sports Shop. I saw on the news, our buddy Bill texted me or emailed me last night about 11:30 that Clyde's was on the news. A 13-year-old and 16-year-old had burglarized a place and tried to escape in a stolen vehicle. They caught him. 13 and 16, breaking and entering Clyde Sports Shop. Well, Clyde Sports Shop has anything and everything you need for fishing, crabbing, and hunting. They have the Browning Firearms, your full-line Browning dealer. They are very, very well-versed and well-stocked in Browning Firearms, and I'll tell you more about that on the next break. But if you need if you're ready to go waterfowl hunting the early season, well, take a look at the Maxis or the A5 in vintage tan camo. They've got both of those in stock. If you're into the big game hunting, it's the, you know, it's the X-Bolt and the X-Bolt Pro. All nice firearms from Browning. You know, take a look at them, handle them, see how you like them. They also have live bait, frozen bait. They have scope mounting services, hunting licenses, fishing licenses, and anything in the world that you need. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. ClydeSports.com is the website. You'll be glad you did. They're open 7 days a week. You know who else is open 7 days a week? Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. All in stock, select pairs of Adirondack chairs. Buy one, get one. Second one, 50% off, plus 5% if you pay by check. All in-stock dining sets, 10% off. All other in-stock poly, 10% off, plus 5% paid by check. You need to take a look at this stuff. You know, you will be amazed. The surfboard and the crab bar sets with the high chairs and the colors, absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. You'll see a lot of furniture that you won't see anywhere else, you know. And I talked to Brian the other day, or Patrick. He said there's about 1,000 Adirondack chairs there. What I liked was a little side-by-side deal with a table in between and a drink holder and a hole in the back for the umbrella if you want to set that out on your deck. Really nice stuff. Backyard Billy's is having a sale on their furniture. Take a look. They're located at just off Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville, open 7 days a week. Phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500, backyardbillies.com is the website. And don't forget, they are your heat source for pellet, gas, and wood inserts and freestanding stoves, as well as barbecue grills, too. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick, scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Will in York, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Will. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, man. How you been?
Good, man. How about yourself?
All right. Long time to speak. I figured I'd give you a call. I got up extra early this morning.
Well, I appreciate that. What can I do for
you? I don't know. I love it up here because it's like a grab bag. You know, if I want to go catch bass or, you know, bluegill, white perch, I can run down to Lake Redden. If I want to go catch catfish, the river, Susquehanna, is only about 40 minutes away from me.
Yeah.
I want to catch Troubadour's Creek, feeds right into it. It's just like, you know, whatever you want to do, it's there. You know?
Yeah, if you love the fish, you got a great place there, no question.
No doubt.
Yeah. How's the walleye fishing? Have you been up there to,
The last time I caught a walleye was at York Haven at the dam up there on the catwalk.
Okay.
And I got him on a, medium, I want to say a big old medium crankbait.
Yeah,
crankbait. That was the only one I caught, and I threw him back because I wasn't sure if they had a slot limit or whatever up here, which they don't. But you know, if you're in doubt, throw him back. You know, he was almost 2 foot.
yeah.
But there's something else I want to talk to you about. It's like We used to go down to North Carolina, down at Bogan, that pier, my brother and I. And we use these lures called gotchas for the bluefish.
Yeah, gotcha. And, yeah, gotcha plugs, absolutely. Little slanted face, red head, big eye, white body, hook on the end, and in the middle, I believe. And they sink really fast.
Yeah.
One of the favorites off the bridge in Ocean City.
Yeah, we use those for the bluefish and the Spanish Macs, too.
The gotcha plugs. Okay, that's a good choice.
Yeah, man, they were the bomb. When you go out there early in the morning, you just knock them out, you know. It's like, well, depending on the season and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You know, when they just start hitting, you can get the bigger ones, and then you get later in the season, the smaller you get, you know, naturally. But I don't know. Just anyway, I just want to touch base with you. Like I said, it's been a little bit, so how's this Robin doing?
Doing okay. Not here today. She had a little reaction to new medication, so she's catching up on her sleep.
Well, that's good. We'll keep her in our prayers, Bob.
I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
No doubt.
Anybody keeping her in prayers.
Yeah, have yourself a good day. It was good talking to you.
All right. Nice talking to you. Have a great weekend.
All right. Take care, Bob.
All right, man. You too.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Clay, I believe, is next. Good morning, Clay. How you doing, buddy?
Hi. Good morning. How are you, Alan?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Absolutely awesome. It couldn't be any better.
Man, I love to hear that.
Hey, two things. I wanted to get in on the drawing, of course, and I wanted to give Robin my best. I know how difficult it can be to have to go through all the experimentation with different medications and all. It's so ponderous. I've been through it, and it's just ponderous. That's the only word I can think of.
Gotcha.
So wanted to give her my best.
I appreciate that, Clay. I'll pass that on. And everybody that's expressed well wishes, I will.
And as far as eating fish from, you know, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
My theory has always been, if the fish can live in it, I can eat it.
Okay.
But you know, anything in moderation, just like with mercury or something, you know, as long as you're not eating it every single day, anything in moderation, and if the fish and the crab can live in it, I can eat it.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yep. Always been my theory.
That makes sense to me. If you want to live like that, it's good. hey, I'm
go ahead.
I'm looking up Maryland Fish Consumption Advisory, Maryland Department of the Environment. Let me review that before I speak out of turn, but. Everything else good with you? I mean, are you still hunting, Clay, or fishing, doing any of that?
No, I'm in my 70s, and I just haven't been able to. I don't get around as well as I used to.
I got you.
So,
I haven't forgot about you, by the way. I got to send you that stuff. I got a handful of people I got to send magazines to, but.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no question.
I heard about Clyde's on the news yesterday. They didn't mention it was Clyde's, but they said a sporting goods store on Hammond's Ferry Road. I thought, well, how many of them are there?
Right.
It was pretty obvious it was Clyde's.
Yep. Pretty off. There's not many sporting goods stores on Hammond's Ferry Road, that's for sure. So.
No, definitely not.
Yep.
So, anyway, you have a good week.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Give my best to Robin, and I will talk to you again soon.
I will do that. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye. All right, thanks, Clay. Have a good weekend. All right, let's see. Let me catch up here. Who's on the line? Who do we got there? Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. Like that coffee mug?
Yeah, I love that coffee mug. I got to order one of those.
Fishing report. I can tell you there's some small to keeper size rockfish at the Bay Bridge are pretty good bite. If you can catch an outgoing tide on any of the given columns from the eastern shore to the western shore, even the deep water columns in the 100-foot range are putting out fish in about 15-25 foot of water. I'm throwing a 1.5-ounce jig with a smaller 3/8 ounce jig. Color is irrelevant, but they're there. The fun thing I did, I guess I sent you a little picture of catching crabs off the columns.
Okay,
I had
a friend
who's very good with a dip net, and he was the spotter, and I'd drive the boat around, and he was dipping crabs off the columns. So that was fun. We caught about 24 crabs. And
I see them, yeah, nice-looking crabs, too.
Yeah, something different to do.
Yeah.
And when the tide picked up again, we went back to our fishing, and he actually caught some small flounder on the western shore side around the rocks around coming out under the bridge at Sandy Point area. So that was interesting to see.
Summer flounder fluke or winter flounder?
I guess they were just they were small. These were they were undersized, but I assume the summer flounder.
Yeah. Well, when I first moved here back in the early 80s, talking to DNR, they said, man, we get winter flounder in the upper bay. I said, you're kidding me. Nope. And
yeah.
I talked to Mike Benjamin up in, you know Mike, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Hurt.
Yeah, I asked him about that because he's been on the water. He and his family have been on the water a long time. He said, yeah, we used to catch him. My dad used to fish for him. And
it
brought me back to my misspent youth. We used to go to New Jersey twice a year, usually once in March and once in August for a family vacation, stay with my dad's best friend down there in Bridgeton. And we would fish all over southern New Jersey. And one of the places we used to go was Delaware Bay for the winter flounder when we get down there in March, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
Long shank hook, corn, or a piece of bloodworm, or a piece of nightcrawler on there. And now they even have the winter flounder hooks that have a little artificial piece of yellow corn on there. That you,
corn?
Huh?
I've never heard of the corn.
Yeah. Winter flounder, and we caught them, and it's one of the species that I haven't caught in, 50 years probably. You know? They were fun. I love flounder fishing, and they were fun, you know. But then you'd go, you know, you go in some of the coastal waterways and fish for flounder out of the boat, off the pier, whatever it was, and love that too, you know. So the fluke, I guess, so to speak, so.
Right, yeah. The only flounder I remember was Watcher Prig with my grandfather. And,
oh, yeah.
And I blame him on the reason the flounder fishing isn't as good as what it used to be, because back then there was no limits.
He liked them, huh? Yeah.
Alan, I don't know if I ever told the story coming up 13 with his Grand Le Sabre. I'd be looking out the back window at the sparks flying up and down because of the two massive coolers he'd have in the back trunk.
Full flounder. Oh, man. Well, when I moved to Maryland, I was single, and I used to have a couple customers in Ocean City, and it didn't matter, you know, whether I was out all night or whatever. So, because I had an apartment and no pets or anything, you know. So I was in Ocean City on a run for one of the magazines or something. Anyway, I went to the bait shop and got a bucket of minnows and some squid, and uh-huh. parked right down there where the old pier used to be on the east side of the bridge. Remember the old Shantytown pier?
Yes.
All right. Went down there. And didn't fish off the pier. I mean, I fished off the pier many times and caught little pan blues and all kinds of stuff, but got in that kind of that little cove that was there back in the day, and I sat there on the bank and caught flounder after flounder after flounder, threw everything back. I had a great time right there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I digress, buddy. So,
huh?
I digress.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
Yeah. And one other quick fishing report. There is a good bite on rockfish up in the Susquehanna around the mouth of Deer Creek.
Okay.
All the way on the Cecil County side to over where Towns is Rock Run Landing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're catching my buddies I haven't been yet. Topwater and
yeah, I was gonna say topwater bite. Yep.
Yep. Yep. So I haven't heard anything about the walleye. I used to have a couple of friends that would walleye fish below the dam up there, but
that's a March April thing usually.
Yeah.
Cooler yeah. water, you know.
Yes. Yes. So. Even into the winter time.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
all right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Give you a shout. All right. See you, Alan.
All right. See you, Lee. Tackle Box Tim, hang on there, buddy. Give me a minute. Talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, summer's here. Big sale on poly furniture, Adirondack chairs, stead by. Head over there to Backyard Billy's. Giant selection of colorful poly, hardwood, outdoor, patio furniture, tables and chairs. 1,000 Adirondack chairs, from what I'm told now. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Gym sets, tiki bars, storage sheds, chicken coops, dog pens, greenhouses, you name it. That free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom on the left, check out the barbecue grills, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, and even Memphis stainless steel grills. You'll love those. There's a big assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings, and you can, go to the other side of the showroom, look at it, all the furniture, beautiful furniture, for your, for your beach house or something like that, and a lot of good lawn decorations and things like that. Garden decorations, furniture for any lifestyle. And you know what? Backyards Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. The fireplaces, the fireplace inserts with the gas, the pellet, and the wood, also the freestanding wood and pellet stoves for your supplemental or primary heat sources. BackyardBillies.com. 827-4500, that's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Guess what? Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, has everything you need for hunting, fishing, crabbing, and the great outdoors. Full line of firearms, including those great Browning firearms. They are your full line Browning dealer. They've got ammo. They've got scope mounting. They got a great complement of Leopold and other scopes. Also, anything you need for crabbing, late season crabbing, they've got the crab bait, the frozen bait, the chicken necks, the salted eel. They've got trot lines already rigged or components, whichever you want. They've got the steamers. They've got the seasoning, their own labeled seasoning, Clyde Sports Shop crab seasoning as well. Everything for archery, black powder, you name it, Clyde Sports Shop has it. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports is the website, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025 or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
So I've been throwing this check engine light for a couple of weeks now. Nothing seems apparently wrong with the car. I'm not sure if it's a sensor or what it is, but I've got my appointment with Spurry's Tire Service on Monday morning, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals like me, I call myself a local, I'm, you know, far from it, get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama and others, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck. It doesn't matter the make or the model. Just go in there and say, I need tires for my Kia. I need tires for my F-150. I need tires for my F-350. I need tires for my... You get the point. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors, even all the way down to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on, and I will let you know next week how that went. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at number 410-822-7384. Visit the website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384. Call for an appointment if you got a check engine light or you need tires, or just stop by. They'll put the tires on right there, 410-822-7384. Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, Aaron. Let's talk to Tacklebox Tim with that cool jive music. Good morning, Tacklebox Tim.
Good morning. I was digging that Steely Dan intro.
Oh, yeah. Nice. What can we do for you, buddy?
New Year's ago, my mom and dad would vacation down in Ocean City, and they loved to fish off the Shantytown Pier.
Yep.
And mom just went along for a ride and would hold a rod, but she cast every once in a while. One time she went out, she caught a crab, and my father's getting a little bit annoyed. Her next cast, she snagged a seagull, and my father's getting a lot more annoyed. And once she finally settled down, she caught a 5-pound sea trout. And I don't know if he was annoyed or just happy that it was something that could go in the cooler.
That's funny.
Annoyed, meaning that she outfished him once she caught
Yeah. Yep.
But, hey, I'll give a little highlight of the September package for the giveaway. We're going to start out with a classic silver blackback X-Trap lipless bait.
Okay.
Little small Mr. Spitz popper in gizzard shad.
Good.
A 3.5-inch walking bait with a blue back, white side chartreuse belly. A little bit different to give stripers a look at.
Yep.
A all chartreuse slugger hybrid walker. I call it the slugger because it slides and it's a chugger, so you get the SL from the slide and
a sliding chugger. Okay.
So you get slugger.
Slug. I got it.
And then the final one is a Abbey style walking bait, more realistic body,
yeah,
in the Divine Intervention pattern. And no, we came up with that because I had a Smokey Joe bait in front of my shop light drying,
mm-hmm,
and the next thing I painted was chartreuse.
Ooh.
And the chartreuse shined on the side of the Smokey Joe.
Ooh.
And no lie about this, I looked immediately up to the sky and said, thank you, Jesus, there's a new color pattern.
Yeah, I like
it. So we had Divine Intervention on that color, and that's what it's called.
Divine Intervention. Works for me. All right. Is this the picture you showed me, you sent me the other day?
Yeah, I did. I posted the picture on my Facebook page, all set up for people to look at it and
okay, good,
grab it and link it to the radio show page. That'd be awesome.
Gotta go.
People can see what they're up against.
Gotta go, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you sharing that. Tacklebox Tim is at your, or Tim Sherman, is that, which is your Facebook?
Tim Sherman, yep.
Tim Sherman. Okay. People can look at it. Thanks, man.
All right.
You got it.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we'll talk about our friends at Cool Ice again next week. We'll maybe give them an extra spot. And who is the other one, Aaron? Madonna. Oh, yeah. I talked to Mark Walters the other day. I was there. What day was I there? Wednesday. Great place to eat, Madonna Seafood. Yep. Great host. Dedicated to quality. A lot of people in there for lunchtime. People coming and getting their carry out. Madonna Seafood. You got to go there. All right, folks. Have another great week. Stay dry. Get out, stay out, stay dry, stay safe. And we'll see you next week. Hopefully Robin will be back. Start the muzzleloader contest. Give away some tackle.